And that's right, don't laugh at me this here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. The one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. Press number one and let us know your prayer requests, prayer praises, and all that good stuff, because we have once again in the house our one and only Dr. Doug Quick, who is going to give us another message about growing in God's grace. We've been having a good time with that series, and if you've not been listening close to that, you'll want to get later. We'll give you the information on how to download your own copies of these series and be able to go back in the archives and get that. But right now, Ruth, who do we got on the line with us tonight?
Well, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, her dad, Brother Quick, and me.
All right. Well, so we got Sister Emily on with us. What kind of requests and prayer praises you got for us, Emily? Hopefully some prayer praises along with those requests. Now get your coffee, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
got to unmute yourself if you're going to talk.
Hey, Kenny, don't you mean my Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, well, whatever it is you're drinking, you better get a good swig and get your attention going here. All right, you got any prayer praises along with some requests?
Well, I don't know if Brother Quick has had the chance to listen back to the show on Mother's Day, but I took an endeavor on Mother's Day. I was thinking about taking and using our bike that we call our rig from Blind Trucking and ride from here to the out to the rehab center where my mom and my aunt are. Well, instead of doing that, I took a different endeavor today, sir. I decided to get energetic. And God gave me the grace to make it in walking 11 miles to go see my mother on Mother's Day.
Amen. Okay, and how about...
And you got another mystery guest, 612. 216-612.
Okay, and we'll get to them here in a sec. So, Emily, do you have any requests for us tonight?
Just that I will have the patience. God will give me more patience than what I've been exhibiting here lately with the issue with our house, with Dad's apartment, and for Dad and my mom. Also be praying for my biological father because I have not seen or heard from him since June of 01.
And, of course, your normal request for the first responders and that kind of thing in the nursing home, people, rehab, hospitals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, also be keeping the young lady, Chrissy, that lives below Dad, her and her fiancé were both diagnosed with COVID.
Okay. All right. So,
Also, that God will give me patience for these cats tonight because they're driving me up the wall.
Okay. Well, if that's it, Em, well, let's get our mystery guests here. They got their hand up there, Rue?
Yeah, excuse me.
I didn't
hey,
hear
Mr.
you, Rue.
Hey, Mr. Wolfgang.
Okay, Lila.
Hey.
So,
it's our
do you have
Smurf
any...
on board.
Okay, so any prayer requests or prayer praises, Lila, that you'd like to give Brother Quick tonight?
Yes, for the facility people, all the nursing homes, especially for myself, because I'm trying to get away back up to be at Pops with Emmy, because I know they need me, need my help, so absolutely pray that I get away back to be with them, please.
Okay. Well, with that, of course, my request, Brother Quick knows about, for the ministry and the bus, also that pretty soon they'd be able to get me back in for my testing, for my heart issue. Of course, then Ruth has her unspoken. So with that, we're going to turn the mic over to Brother Quick and get him to pray over these requests and get us on board with our message of growing in grace. Amen. So, everybody.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I also had a special unspoken for my son-in-law.
Okay. All right, Brother Quick, you're on.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother Ken. That's good to be back with you all. And it's good to... hear these prayer requests that have been given And my wife has been sitting here trying to write them down as fast as what she can. And she says, I don't know if you can make sense out of them or not. Well, I think the Lord will help me get through this anyhow. But I'm just glad to be able to be back with you again. And, of course, we're still growing in God's grace this week. And I just hope and pray that everyone that's listening has been listening for a good little bit so they know exactly where we have been and where we're headed for. All right, well, let's pray over these requests, and I'll do the best that I can. Our Father, thank you so very much for this evening that you've given for us to be together with all of those that listen to this radio request and the radio program and all that stuff. And I'm just glad to be able to pray for those requests that have been given to me and asking that you be with Miss Emily and for her mother at the rehab center. And thank you that she was able to go and see her mama. And then for her father and the house where her father is living. I'm not really sure what that deal was, but you know all about that, Lord, and I'm glad for that. And then we ask for it. You'd be with first responders all across this nation. That's one of my daily requests, is that you'd be with every policeman all across this great nation and put a hedge of protection about them, because many of them are in dangerous places, and it's just really difficult on them. And I'm just asking you'd be with them in a special way. And then I'm asking you'd be with a nursing home, those that live there, those that work there, all across this nation, that you just minister under the needs that are there, and there'll be many needs that will be there. And then for the outbreak of the COVID again at different places in this nation, we're asking that you just minister and help each one of us to understand that we're not, none of us going to be here forever, because this is not our forever place. We're just passing through here. Those of us that know Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we're strangers here. We're just passing through, heading on home. But this thing called the COVID, it can be dangerous. And we know all about that, and I'm asking that you just minister unto those that are around it, minister unto those that have taken it. And we're just asking that you just, each one of them, and help each one of them, along with us, to be praising your name no matter what takes place. And then for Brother Ken, for wanting to get in for his test on his heart. And it sounds to me like his heart's doing pretty good. But I'm not a medical doctor for sure. But I'm asking you just keep your hand upon him and just keep him going like what you have been. And then when he is able to get in for that test, I'm asking that all of the test results will come back in a very strong way as to where he's just doing really good. And then we're asking that you be with Ken with this, that he's asking you for a bus in order to be able to get out and take the gospel to the blind that are around them. He knows, I guess, probably where there's a good number of the blind people. And we're just asking you just minister unto him and help him to be able to get out there. That you just give him a good bus, something where he can travel and get out there and take the gospel to these people. Perhaps they're not even able to go anywhere at all. And then we're asking that you just be with us this night. Miss Ruth has an unspoken request. And I have an unspoken request, that's for sure. We're asking you just minister according to your own sweet will you know what these requests are. They're not unspoken to you, but we're just leaving them unspoken because you're the only one that needs to know about them. And then Miss Ruth and I will be the first to know when you have answered those requests that we have. And so we're just asking you just help her in those things that she does, that she has to do. And I'm asking you just minister unto her needs. Now be with us this night, and I'm asking that you just take me and use me as nothing more than your mouthpiece. That's all I ever want to be, just your mouthpiece. And I'm asking now you just turn our attention to the very subject matter that we've been dealing with, growing in God's grace. And I'm asking that you just help each one of us to understand where we're at with you. Help each one of us to understand as we listen those places where we're lacking, that we can get some help from the Lord for those areas. And I'm just asking you to help each one of us to understand that you're here for us, and you're here to meet every need that we have. And so we're asking that this night that you would do that for us, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now, we've been studying in the book of James. And believe it or not, that's where we're going to be again this night, is in the book of James. Because there's some things that we have tried to cover, and the Lord has instructed me to go back and look at these and recover them again to help each one of us to understand exactly where we're at with you, with the Lord. And so tonight, I want to look at chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8. I've covered them before, but the Lord has instructed me to come back and cover them one more time. These verses say this, verse 7, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain." Verse number 8, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." We'll stop our reading just with these two verses tonight. Now, you see, let me ask you a question. When do we precisely begin growing in God's grace? That's a pretty good question. Just when is it that we begin growing in God's grace? Well, the answer is precisely when we begin learning that patience really is for every child of God. Everyone that's listening to my voice tonight, patience is for you. Those of you that don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior yet, patience is for you, but you need to do something more than just wait. You need to do something about just waiting. You need to take some action on the fact that you don't know Christ. Chapter number 1 and verse number 2 reads this way, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations." The word "fall" means exactly that. This is something that just suddenly falls on us. It's not something that we were looking for, not something that we were trying to get into. Matter of fact, those of us that know Christ and have known the Lord for a good while, we do our best to do the very best that we can to stay away from this kind of stuff. But James says, "My brethren, count it all joy." Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Wow. Only when we who are born again suffer from such tribulation that we will begin listening to the next bit of counsel that James gives. Look at verse number 3. Knowing this, let me read verse 2 again. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this. You see, living for the Lord Jesus Christ, living the Christian life, is not guesswork. Not at all. He's given us a book to live by. It's the authorized version, the 80-16-11 King James Bible. That's the only thing that I preach out of, the only thing I teach out of. That's where we're at tonight. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Woo!
I could not even begin to tell you how many people I have read these two verses of scripture to, and when I get to the end of verse number 3, I could not tell you how many hundreds upon hundreds of times I have been told, I don't have any patience, preacher. And when you start saying things like that, you don't understand what you're talking about. Because James is saying to us here, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Isn't that amazing? Those trials that we go through, every trial that we go through as a child of God, every trial that we go through is given to us for a reason. That reason is to work patience into us. Oh, I know all about this business of, oh, I don't have any patience. I can tell you right now there's a whole lot of parents that don't know what patience is. Amen. They just don't know what patience is when it comes to raising their children. I know that. I've been around a whole bunch of them. I know that. But we're talking about the Christian life here. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. When the temptation hits you between the eyes and you haven't been looking for it, what are we going to do then? We're going to know at that point that the trying of our faith works patience. Well, what in the world is patience? I know patience is the very thing that a lot of people say they don't have. What is patience? Question, isn't it? Look at verse number 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, when we finally get to the end of verse number 4, like what I just read, verse 3 and verse 4 teaches us to wait for such fruit. What fruit? Wait for such fruit called patience. Oh, James chapter 5 and verse number 7. Let me turn a couple of pages back there again. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. How long are we going to be patient, ladies and gentlemen, until Jesus gets here? You say, I can't do that. You don't know, well, he'll be here in the next 30 seconds. Amen. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, now listen to this about the farmer. Listen to this. James calls him the husbandman. The husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. What's he talking about? He's talking about going out, farmer plants his crops in early spring. That's not the end of his work. From there on, he keeps an eye on those fields that he's planted. And the very moment that he checks on those fields, and he's starting to see some greenery starting popping up. He says, looks to me like it's going to be a good crop. I've heard that, and I've said that many, many years. Oh, looks to me like it's going to be a good crop. Every farmer plants his crop in early spring, and then they keep an eye on the fields, and they keep looking. They're expecting to see that growth, and when they finally see that growth and they get the early and the latter rains, then they're expecting a full harvest.
Woo!
Full harvest. Where do we expect a full harvest ourselves? If we're living for the Lord Jesus Christ, a full harvest indeed. If we don't know Christ as our Lord and Savior yet, you can bank on a full harvest also. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 7 says this, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. My goodness sakes alive. Talking about somebody that has never trusted Christ. This is the lifestyle that they live. Be not deceived, God says. God is not mocked. You cannot mock God. I couldn't tell you how many times before I trusted Christ to save my soul, I couldn't tell you how many times I tried to mock him. I tried to say, oh, God, you're not ever going to do anything like that. Oh, God, you ain't going to do that. Oh, God, this. Oh, God, that. I couldn't tell you how many times. But you see, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, ladies and gentlemen. We're commanded to have that same patience that I read about in verse number 2 of chapter number 1. All of us are commanded to have that same patience that we read about in verse 3 and verse 4 of chapter number 1, because it's going to establish us, James said. Establish us is what he is saying. It's going to give us a firm foundation. Whoa, hallelujah. You see, because of our growing in God's grace, it brings us to expect the coming of our Lord. I have been expecting Jesus to show up every day for a good number of years. Am I getting tired of it? No. Every day, I'm still looking for Jesus to come. Amen. That's the best way that I know of to live the Christian life. And that's what we've been commanded. Right here, verse number 7, chapter number 5. Let me read it to you again. It says, I'll get there in a minute. Hang on. Verse number 7 says this, be patient, therefore, brethren, for how long? Unto the coming of the Lord. Jesus hasn't gotten here yet, ladies and gentlemen. We're still to be patient. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience until he receive the early and latter rain. And then verse number 8, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. What about that? The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. It's getting nearer every day. If you've been one to follow any of the news and the things that's happening in the world, there's not one single thing that has to happen yet before Jesus can come. Not one thing, not one thing still has to take place before Jesus can come. Oh, listen to me now. You better be getting ready to see him. Better be getting ready to meet him. I'm telling you now. Because our growing in God's grace brings us to expect that same, expect the coming of the Lord any second of the day. through our learning patience, we also learned a real valuable lesson. It's the same lesson of stabilization that Moses learned from a couple of his fellow priests, Moses, Aaron, and Hur. They went up on the hill. You see, Israel was about to go to war. Moses had told Joshua, get the army around and get ready. I'm going up on the hill where I can pray for you. And you can read all about this in Exodus chapter number 17. But listen to these verses here. Exodus chapter 17. Listen to verse 10. And when Moses held his arms up, Joshua and the army was winning. But when Moses would let his arms back down, then Joshua and his army was losing. You know how long you can hold your arm up like that? Not very long before you're going to have to start letting it down. Amen. Well, Aaron and Hur had went up on the mountain, up on the hill with him. And all of a sudden, either Aaron or Hur, one, came up with the idea, let's set Moses on that rock right there. And they set him down on that rock, verse number 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to them and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And then Aaron and Hur, they took a stone, put it under him. He sat thereon, and Aaron held up his arm on one side, and Hur held up his arm on the other side, and Israel won the battle. Isn't that amazing? That is an amazing story to me, to read that war in Exodus chapter number 17. You see, these same lessons of stabilization that Aaron and Hur were for Moses, these same things can be the same to us. Oh, by the way, go back to chapter 1 one more time. I want to read a couple more verses there. Look at verse number 5. Chapter number 1, verse number 5. If any of you lack wisdom, remember, James wrote this to the brethren. Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It doesn't always work that good with us, does it? No, it does not. Look at verse number 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with a wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You see, it takes a couple of different things. With our patience, it's going to take some wisdom, and it's going to take some faith. The wisdom comes from us asking God. That's for sure, verse number 5. The faith comes from us believing God, verse number 6. Amen. So there it is. Those two twins of stabilization for you and for me, the same as what Moses had, wisdom and faith. Our growing in God's grace will certainly teach us that Jesus is definitely returning very soon. Let me read verse number 8 again. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Oh, my soul, I've got to tell you some things, ladies and gentlemen. I have been a child of God for about the last 65 years. God called me to preach nearly 50 years ago, 49 years ago. I'm working toward that 50th year. And when God called me to preach in 1973, I never dreamed that I would ever see things taking place in the world that's taking place before us this very hour. I never dreamed we'd ever see that kind of thing. Never dreamed that it would ever take place in our lifetime. Never dreamed that I would ever see such of the clutches of the devil on America as what there is today. I never dreamed that. But it's here, ladies and gentlemen. It's here, brothers and sisters. You better understand. We better get ready because the Lord is coming. He's coming very soon. Amen. You see, our growing in God's grace will certainly teach us that Jesus is definitely returning very soon. That real wisdom that each of us must learn before we can positively grow in God's grace, that's where it is. That real wisdom, understanding that Jesus is on his way, amen. We need to know that we have been born again. Oh, listen to me. There was a man called Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. I believe he was a member of the Sanhedrin. Came to Jesus back in chapter number 3 of John. And he said, Master, we know that thou art from God because of the great miracles that you're doing. And Jesus didn't waste any time. Verse number 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, Nicodemus was interested in those miracles that he'd heard all about. He was wanting Jesus to tell him more about those miracles. And Jesus made up his mind that he's going to tell him about the greatest miracle of all. And he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, to man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Woo! That's pretty potent language, ladies and gentlemen. That's right where we're at right now. Those of us that know Christ, we're glad we know Christ because we know that he's on his way. But those of you listening tonight that have never trusted Christ, you better understand, I don't know how much time there is before Jesus comes back. Nobody knows that. Amen. But we all know that he's on his way. Amen. Listen to me. This calls for more than a simple little sinner's prayer. You see, it calls for turning away from that willful sin and crying out to God for a change. Oh, it is only through repentance that we can believe that God for our salvation. That's the only way. Oh, listen to me. Hebrews chapter number 11 says these words. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. That's not telling you about saying a little sinner's prayer and being all right. No, that's not telling you about that at all. It's telling you instead that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you don't get any faith by just saying some little sinner's prayer. That's not how you get saved. That's not how he born. That's not how he born births anybody into his family. That's not the way he works it at all. You see, we have to get real sick of our sin problem. We read about this in chapter 4 of the book of James. Look back there and look at the first 3 verses. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not, perhaps, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that ye might consume it upon your lusts. What's going on with these people? They got a problem with lust getting in their way. They don't know what it means to know what it means to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. They've got the problem of lust in the way. And as long as that's in the way, you're never, ever going to come to know Christ as your own personal Savior. So how in the world do we do that? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote these words to us, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's exactly how we know that we have been born again into the family of God, because we can know. Verse number 9, it says again, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Ain't no water baptism in that, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the heart matter. The heart figuring out that it's got to believe something real. And that's what what Paul wrote about here in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and verse number 10. You see, that's what it means to know that we're born again. Romans chapter 5, listen to this verse, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that takes all of the guesswork out of knowing if we're really born again. It does. It takes all the guesswork out of it. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we know that we're growing in God's grace. That's exactly how we know that we're growing in God's grace. That's the only way that we can know that we're growing in God's grace. That is the only way that we can know that we're growing in God's grace. When we know in our own heart that if our heart were to quit beating right now, we would be that fast, home in heaven with our Lord forever and ever and ever. Oh, listen to me. You understand me what I'm saying to you tonight? I'm saying that patience is a fact of the Christian life. That's the only way that we can grow, is through patience. And when we've got patience, we're going to grow, because we're going to be bustled by things that we don't really know what's going on. It's going to be those things that they're just going to fall right at us. But we're going to find that when we know Christ as our Lord and Savior, there's still going to be joy. There's still going to be joy in our hearts to lead us along our way. Amen. I'm going to pray here, Lord. I'm asking now you just be with us and help each one that heard me this night. Help each one to understand they have a responsibility before you. That responsibility is to believe you. Believe you for their soul. Believe you for the fact of Jesus coming and dying on that cross and paying their sin debt. Believing you, knowing that you have already taken their sin debt and paid it in full. And they can know that by trusting Christ as their own Lord and their own Savior. Now, Father, just help each one of us this night to be very, very concerned over our own soul and over those souls around us that we know do not even know as much as what we do. You be with us this night now, and we'll sure enough thank you, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken?
All right. And Brother Quick, just before you go here, would you give your people your snail mail address so they can write you if they wish to have any questions or comments?
I certainly will. And those of you that have listened to me, forgive me, please, because when it's preaching time, the last thing on my mind is to give my address and all that good stuff. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Brother Ken. Our snail mail address is 1122 Church Street. And that's here in Waycross, Georgia. And Waycross is spelled just one word, capital WAYCROSS, Georgia, 31501. That's right here in the good old USA.
Amen. And, of course, if they wish to use email, since Brother Quick isn't set up with that, but what we will do is we will forward any emails to him via snail mail and then return it. He will return it to me and then get your response to you via email. If you wish to use the email format, you can email me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L, N in Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, King, like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick, and then just go ahead and put in the body of your email your question, comment, or prayer request, and then we will just print that off, send it to him, snail mail, and then if it's a question or comment that requires him to respond, he will send me back your response, and then I will get it to you ASAP. All right. And then if you wish to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network to help keep programs like this on the air, there are several methods you may use. First off, for you PayPal users, go to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will bless you. The final option you have is if you wish to send a check or money order, send Brother Six an email to his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, just request the snail mail and pay to information for a check or money order. Amen. And once again, yes, God will richly bless you for your love gift. And of course, if you wish to get this program and any other on your smartphone or tablet, you go to the podcast section and type in Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Hit enter, and then when it pops up there, just go to the upper right-hand corner, hit subscribe, and you'll have us on demand 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and you can listen to Brother Quick, yes, even on a Sunday. And then, of course, for you Android users, what you will need is the app called iHeartRadio. Download that app. Once you've got that downloaded, then you go to iHeartRadio, type in, once again, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and then you'll be able to click on that and still get us, as in the other scenario. Amen. And finally, do we have anybody on the line, Ruth, that wishes to ask questions or comments?
Well, we got Sister Emily and Sister Lila's hands are up there.
Okay. Well, let's start with Sister Lila. Do you have any questions or comments?
I do have a question. It's for you, Mr. Mary Wolfgang, if you could call me after the show. Well,
okay, Lila, that's not what we're not talking about that, Lila. We're talking about, do you have any questions for Brother Quick?
If I could talk to you after the show about that email.
That's just not appropriate for the program, Lila.
But do you
have any questions?
But I do have a friend that wants the Astro 6 in the show to pray for someone. Here she is. Her name is Heather.
Hi, I would like for you all to pray for my grandma Caroline Sistek. She's not doing too well. She had a stroke, and she's having trouble remembering people.
Thank you. Brother Quick, just remember that. Caroline, in your closing prayer, Caroline, that had a stroke, okay? And then Sister Emily, any questions or comments for Brother Quick on what he presented, or any final comments from you?
Oh, I got to tell Brother Quick, quit your own brakes, they hurt.
Yeah, especially when he was talking about not wavering in prayer, kind of reminded me, Brother Quick, what I need to do is get off my duff and not just pray about a bus, maybe go out and price check one, and then maybe do some sort of fundraiser for the ministry, and don't expect God to just drop a bus in my lap. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, good.
So I think that's where the Lord's leading, so maybe I'll just get off of my blessed assurance and do that.
Oh, and Brother Quick.
Yes?
All I'm going to tell you, man, you were throwing heavy bricks tonight.
Yep, that's for sure. Even I got one tonight, so. So,
no,
but
he got me on several different points he was making there.
Yep. So, was Sister Quick trying to say something to me there, Brother Quick?
I don't know. She's right here, man. She can speak up.
No, I was just reminding you of who to pray for this.
Oh, she just was reminding me. Because I can't always read her writing because, I'm not going to go into that. I just I'm not always able to read her writing. And she was just trying to tell me what it was.
Trying to write fast and listen fast.
Yeah, she's trying to write fast and listen fast. And so then she has to speak up and try to tell me fast. So.
Oh. Well, Brother Quick, you wouldn't be able to read my writing at all. Because mine's all in Braille.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to read my writing, period. You'd have to learn all those bumpity bump bump, let your fingers do the walking.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my goodness.
And, Brother Quick, I'm also, Brother Kim there is also teaching me Braille. Which I got to get off my blessed assurance and start getting back at it again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, I think what we'll do is we'll get Brother Quick to give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
All right. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us together tonight. And thank you for each one that listened, and I know that there was a good number of other ones that listened that didn't call in. And that's all right. You know all about their needs. And I'm asking now you just be with us request on Miss Caroline. She's had a stroke and having trouble remembering things. And I've never had a stroke, but could probably have that same trouble if I did have a stroke, try to remember things. And so I'm just asking you just minister on to this Miss Caroline and just take care of this need and help her and strengthen her. And then I'm asking you to be with Brother Ken. He's had this need for some time on the bus. And I'm asking you just give him that wisdom that he must have from you. And it could be that you'd have him to go out and look around a little bit. And then again, maybe you just want him to just sit and just continue to wait. I don't know what
Amen.
Direction you're going in.
I'm right here, Brother Quick. How you doing?
I know.
Hello.
And so I'm asking you just minister unto him according to your sweet will and take care of that need. And thank you for Brother Six popping in like that. I'm glad that he did. Just be with us this night now and help us in all that we do, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Six, if you got any closing comments that you came in here and would like to say, we'll let you have the floor to close us out.
Just another great show. Continue to support Brother Quick, the Six Eyes Radio Network. He's here every Thursday bringing us a powerful word, so make sure you check this out. You may have breakfast and check this out. You may have lunch. You may have a snack before bedtime, but check this show out anytime you want it. We're here 7 days a week for your enjoyment, so you can download this show and listen back to it at your leisure. Thanks for supporting the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Well, God bless everybody. Catch you tomorrow with AJ and the squad at 9 p.m. God bless everybody.
Bless everyone.
God bless.